What was the media attention you got at your previous school in South Carolina versus the media attention you're getting here at BYU? How does that compare and contrast?
I don't know. I feel like my role is a little bit bigger here, so I would just attribute it to that. But, I mean, you still have to talk to the media there. You know, I'm still have to do it here. And that's just you know, what you have to do when you're involved in sports. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Tyson, you, last two games you've had 90-plus rushing yards. You've had a chance to really make a mark on the offense. Where do you feel like you've evolved over the past three games to where you're able to make that kind of contribution?
I feel like running the ball is kind of something that I've always done naturally. So, I mean, I'm just trying to clean up my game. Outside of that, receiving and blocking, you know, just trying to take, you know, those things to the next level.
Come in here with just a year left of eligibility. What is it that you needed to accomplish or prove in this last year going forward with football as a career?
Yeah, I was just, like I said, just pretty much just cleaning up my game, you know, in the receiving aspect, blocking aspect, just being accountable in all situations. So just kind of wanted to do that, and I feel like I've been doing it up until this point.
What do you feel like the offense learned from that game? Because there were stretches that were brilliant stretches where you kind of struggled a little bit. What do you feel like the offense game?
Yeah, so I just feel like, I mean, that's how most games are going to go. I mean, it's not just going to be all one-sided. So you have to take the ups and the downs. And regardless of the situation, you have to keep fighting and keep chipping away. And I think that's what this team has been doing. Been doing great.
Everybody will look back at Micah's catch and then obviously the way that the offense played in overtime as to kind of this offense kind of finding its groove. Is there a moment where you kind of feel like offensively everything just started to fit and start to work?
I just think, like I say, I mean, in games, you know, it's not going to go all our way. And you just have to keep, you know, just keep playing and keep executing. And, you know, things will fall our way eventually. But in the game, I don't really think, you know, for me, I don't really have like a time where I just say it's just, it's all fitting. I feel like, you know, every time, you know, we're on the field, I feel like it all fits. But, just like I said, we just kind of have to keep chipping away and just trying to keep improving.
You guys have dodged a couple of bullets, but how proud of is the offense that you guys haven't had any turnovers in the last couple of games?
That's good. That's probably the main thing that you want to do. Every time you step out on the field, you don't want to have any turnovers, like I said, because that just gives the defense momentum, and a lot of times just gives them great field position and stuff like that. So anytime we can, you know, not turn the ball over is great.
Usually you've played in a lot of big games, both at the real USC and now here the last couple of weeks. How do you kind of compartmentalize, I guess? How do you kind of celebrate big wins and then also keep in mind of, like, we got to move on to the next game and prepare for the next game and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so like I said, I mean, it's pretty much like a 24-hour rule. Celebrate it and, you know, you enjoy the victory, but, you know, once Monday comes around, you're ready to get back to work. Like I said, you know, college football is a one-week season, so, you know, you can't be – thinking about last week, and you have a great opponent coming up this week.
How much do you know of the Washington defense at this point?
I haven't really seen them too much. I pretty much just know that they're a great team, great offense, have a great quarterback. So today will probably be my first chance to look at them.
On that scrum, whatever they call it, with Kyrus in there, why did they go with Diane instead of you?
That's just something that we've had in since the first day I got here. So I think he did it last year, if I'm not mistaken. He was behind Matt Hadley, so it's just something he's more comfortable with.
Have you campaigned for Kyrus to block for you?
Oh, yeah. If we can get that installed, that'll be great.
What type of feedback have you gotten about the dance moves? Because that's gotten a lot of national, you know, when you guys are dancing in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. I just attribute that to Coach Kalani. Haven't really heard too much from too many people about it, but I think it's just a great time just for us to come in the locker room, celebrate, and all come together and be proud of that moment.
How do you rate Coach's dance moves? Because he was saying his daughters don't really like them, so.
I think he does all right.
Your mom plays a large role on Twitter, obviously, with how motivated she is, but how much she respects what you're doing. Is it a little bit harder being away from home now that she can't make it to every game because she does have other duties? And what kind of role does she play in your football career?
She plays a huge role, and last week that was the only game that she plans on missing. So, I mean, she'll probably be at every other game from here on out. But, yeah, I'm just happy for her, and always she's always had my back, always supported me. So I just know that's one person who's going to be in my corner regardless.
You know, Tyson, through your transfer and then fall ball and just getting to know this team and now into the season, what for you personally are you most proud of within like yourself along this whole journey of getting settled as a BYU Cougar?
I think for me, I would just say just trying to be a great teammate, whether it's like me playing or also just being in a leadership role, talking to the younger guys on the team, just giving them some of the knowledge that I've learned throughout my career, so, you know, they don't have to go as go through as many bumps and bruises, and hopefully, you know, my knowledge can make their path a little bit easier. But that's something that I really take take pride in, and I'm just glad that, you know, I can be in this position and be able to do that.